Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Venezuela's opposition and President Nicolas Maduro's government are locked in a high-stakes standoff as each side has claimed victory in Sunday's presidential vote. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A rocket strike at a...
Unfortunately, that was the wrong piece of sound. I apologize. The United States on Monday cautioned Israel about an escalation in the Iranian-backed Hezbollah as Israel weighs its response to a rocket attack from Lebanon over the weekend that killed 12 youths in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. The attack has again increased concerns about a wider regional conflict. Cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah has occurred almost daily since the war in Gaza began in October. Correspondent Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem told VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program both sides have said they do not want a war, and it's difficult to say how likely a larger conflict between the two sides could be.
Israel has since indicated it may retaliate over the attack, which it blames on the Iran-backed Hezbollah group. That raised fears of a full-scale conflict, though Hezbollah denies any responsibility for the killings. On Monday, Germany's Lufthansa said it had suspended routes to Beirut, including services by group firms like Eurowings. Lebanon's own Middle East Airlines said disruption to its operations was due to insurance risks. Beirut only has one airport, and it has been a frequent focus of conflict.
That was Reuters correspondent Vin Satherwaite reporting. While attention's focused on Israel's border with Lebanon, the potential for an escalation in clashes between Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants, Israeli forces carried out ground attacks and airstrikes Monday in the southern Gaza Strip. Israel's military said its Gaza operations included fighting in Rafah and Khan Yunis, as well as airstrikes targeting about 35 Hamas targets throughout the Gaza Strip during the past day. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has unveiled a plan to reform the U.S. Supreme Court, which the White House says stands at a breach as public confidence in the court has sunk. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Biden is unveiling a long-awaited proposal for changes at the U.S. Supreme Court, calling on Congress to establish term limits and an ethics code for justices. He's also pressing lawmakers to ratify a constitutional amendment that would limit presidential immunity. The plans appear to have little chance of approval by a closely divided Congress. Still, Democrats hope it will help voters focus on a tight election. Donald Trump calls Supreme Court reform a desperate attempt by Democrats to play the ref. I'm Julie Walker.
A 2024 Olympics pre-race triathlon event planned for the Paris Seine River was canceled Sunday as concerns persist over water quality in the river. Organizers said they canceled the swimming leg of the triathlon familiarization scheduled for Sunday after authorities found elevated levels of bacteria in the river. Paris and Olympic officials are confident the event can still be held on time. AP Olympic correspondent Kate Brumack has more on the situation.
The bacteria levels are elevated because of heavy rains on Friday during the opening ceremony and continued rain on Saturday. But city officials said that after similar heavy rain events in the past, the bacteria in the river have returned to acceptable levels within 24 to 48 hours. With no more rain in the forecast, they said they are confident the water quality will be okay and the triathletes will be able to swim in the Seine this week during actual events.
That's AP Olympic correspondent Kate Brumack. The first Olympic triathlon event is scheduled for 8 a.m. Paris time on Tuesday. If held, it'll be the first swimming event of its kind held in the river since 1900. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced plans to limit salmonella in poultry products, a proposal officials say will keep contaminated meat off store shelves and lead to fewer illnesses. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The USDA estimates about 168,000 salmonella infections from chicken and turkey each year. The new rules would require testing, block the sale of poultry that's above a certain threshold for bacteria, and make products subject to recall. The science and tools to track salmonella have improved, according to Dr. Emilio Esteban, the USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety. He says while the industry has made progress in reducing the amount of salmonella in its products, there's not been a similar decline in the number of illnesses. Industry representatives question the rule's effectiveness and say it would raise the price of chicken. Jennifer King, Washington.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.